The opinions expressed during this program are solely the opinions of the host, guests, and callers. They do not necessarily represent the views of the advertisers, management, staff, or ownership of WCTC.
This is WCTC's Sound Advice, the local one-hour program designed to give you the knowledge, information, and guidance to help you make better decisions in your personal and professional lives. Now, WCTC's Sound Advice.
6 minutes after the hour, and welcome to a very special edition of Sound Advice here on the new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. I am Bert Barron, normally the morning show host here at 1450 WCTC, but very pleased and honored to be the host of Sound Advice here on this Tuesday evening. Our phone number, if you'd like to reach out to the program, 732-545-9282. You could also reach us toll-free from anywhere outside the 732 area code. That toll-free number is 1-888-545-9282. Our very special guest for the hour here on Sound Advice is a renowned pediatric and adult neurosurgeon, also the founder of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, based right here in New Jersey, which treats patients throughout the entire state. Our guest has more than two decades of experience in treating both pediatric and adult neurosurgery disorders, and he also happens to be one of a handful of neurosurgeons in the entire country to be board certified in both general neurosurgery and pediatric neurosurgery. And we're going to talk throughout the hour why that's such an important recognition to have. He is nationally a recognized leader and innovator in pediatric and adult neurosurgery, pediatric and adult brain tumor surgery, and also epilepsy surgery. Please welcome our special guest to Sound Advice, Dr. Arno Fried, who is here with us this evening. Dr. Fried, welcome.
Hi, good to be with you.
Impressive list of accomplishments. You must have a very big business card.
My mother writes those.
There you go. Well, excellent. Well, welcome to WCTC's Sound Advice, Dr. Fried. Great to have you here. Can we just begin with a basic overall overview of what neurosurgery is? I know people are maybe familiar with the term, and they know that it's some sort of precision advanced surgical procedure, but can you just talk about the specifics of neurosurgery?
Sure. So a neurosurgeon is a specialty that deals with surgical disorders of the nervous system, particularly the brain, which includes the skull, in addition to the spine, and in addition to the peripheral nerves, the nerves that come out of the spine and go down to the arms and legs. So a neurosurgeon will evaluate patients for these disorders, decide whether surgery is needed or not needed, and very often the more difficult task is to know when not to operate and know what alternatives are available. It requires obviously a lot of training. You know, brain surgery and spine surgery is complex. It's among the most complex of surgeries. So it's 7 years of training after medical school. And then many neurosurgeons will then specialize in some area to become, like myself, a pediatric neurosurgeon, or some may become a blood vessel or vascular neurosurgeon, a spine surgeon, and so forth.
Is a lot of the work reconstructive? Is it pain management? Is it kind of really a bunch of a wide array of reasons why someone would have this particular type of surgery?
You know, I think one of the reasons people go into neurosurgery is that it's very complex and challenging, number one, but it does deal with a very wide variety of disorders. So you can do all of those things. You can be a brain tumor surgeon, so you're doing oncology. You can be a spine surgeon, so you're building, you know, putting spines back together that are deformed either from trauma or degenerative disease. You can become a pediatric neurosurgeon like myself. We can get into that. And one of the things we do is reconstruct the skull of children. So from pain management through the most complex of brain surgery, it gives us a very wide range of disorders to treat, and that's very rewarding.
It's a tremendous range of services that are available, and I'm sure when you talk about just the pediatric neurosurgery work that you do, I'm sure you're often speak with families, parents who are facing a situation like this, and it's got to make you feel good to know that you're able to help them. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of uncertainty, and they have a lot of questions about the future or the comfort of their own children, and what you can provide really brings peace of mind and is comforting, I'm sure, to parents.
Correct. So to become a pediatric neurosurgeon really goes in a different direction a little bit, because you are treating not just the child, but you're treating the family, as you alluded to. And you have to be comfortable doing that. You have to enjoy doing that. You know, it's not just coming in and telling someone they have a herniated disc and it'll take it out and you'll be fine. It is dealing with the whole family. You're dealing with siblings. You're dealing with school issues. You're dealing with really integrating the child back into a normal lifestyle. And when we want to cure a child of a problem, we're not just talking as in our adult counterparts that it's 3 years or 5 years. We're talking about 80 years. You know, we have to make that child well for 80 years. And that's a very daunting task. The reward, obviously, as you said, is to see a child recover. And, you know, the children make us look good because children do recover so well.
That's so rewarding in itself,
so
I'm sure.
So we can do the most complex surgery and see a child up and around in a day or two, where that same surgery was done, you know, in a 60 or 70-year-old, they might be in the hospital for a week or two.
Dr. Arno Fried is our guest. He's a renowned pediatric and adult neurosurgeon here on WCTC Sound Advice this evening. Questions or comments, which we will be taking throughout the hour, are of course welcome at 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Dr. Fried, one of the things I was most impressed with about Advanced Neurosurgery Associates is the team approach. It's kind of an all-hands-on-deck approach. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that makes you ANA special?
Sure. So when I founded Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, we really wanted to create the concept that this was a neuroscience institute without walls, without borders. And that's what our website, that's one of the themes on our website, because we are a group of very highly trained five neurosurgeons. I'll go into that in a minute, who deal with several of the major medical centers throughout the state. And at each place, we collaborate with the specialists we need to use to treat the child in a team approach. So we may collaborate with neurologists, with epileptologists who specialize in epilepsy, because one of the things we do surgery for is epilepsy. We may work with craniofacial surgeons, which are plastic surgeons that specialize in reconstructing the skulls of children, pediatricians, pediatric anesthesiologists, pediatric intensive care doctors. So we do have really a team approach, whether it's in South Jersey, Central Jersey, or Northern Jersey. We have many locations where this Neuroscience Institute Without Borders is functional.
You would think that a team approach would really be the norm. I mean, it would sort of be that the model that everybody would follow. But the fact that you're doing it, I think, is pretty exceptional.
Well, we are exceptional.
Absolutely. Dr. Arno Fried is here. Again, questions or comments, he will be taking those throughout the entire hour. Almost 60 years of combined experience. Can you talk about some of your colleagues?
So that's one of the things that I think I'm most proud about our practice, is that we provide a very high level of experience. You know, I've been doing this probably about 28 years. I started my career at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, at CHOP. I then became the chief of pediatric neurosurgery at the Cleveland Clinic, which is a world-renowned facility, and then eventually made my way back to the East Coast. I grew up in Brooklyn, and Hackensack University Medical Center recruited me to be their chief and to start the program in pediatric neuroscience. That grew, and we expanded into other major medical centers throughout the state and brought in highly trained people. So we have Dr. Mustafa El-Kashab, who trained in pediatric neurosurgery at the Children's Hospital in Dallas. We have Lawrence Daniels, who kind of followed in my footsteps and also trained at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He joined us about a year ago. We have Allison Rathman, who also came from the Cleveland Clinic after she did her training with us at St. Barnabas Medical Center. We have Arian Smith, who trained at Mount Sinai and then did a special fellowship in spine surgery, both in adults and children. So for the pediatric part of his practice, he can do spine deformities and scoliosis, and that kind of rounds out that. So whether it's pediatric brain surgery, pediatric spine surgery, or the other disorders we treat, we do have very well-trained people. And then that's complemented by are two nurse practitioners, Malin Rodriguez and Jennifer Badiato, who are specially trained PAs in neurosurgery. Our two nurse practitioners, Terry Gabay and Heather Meller, who, again, assist us in the office and see patients and do evaluations. And then the glue that holds us all together is our office manager, Ileana, who has been working with me for some 18 years and keeps things flowing and makes the patients happy.
Isn't that the case everywhere? The office manager is that key person? Have you noticed that?
Without one, you're finished.
We're no different here, that's for sure. Is it safe to say then that with your affiliations of the hospitals in Jersey that you work with, that our state is really a leader in this field? Is that a fair statement to say in terms of the services that are available around the country?
We are. You know, when I came to New Jersey, there was a real lack of pediatric neurosurgical care. And, you know, I became active very quickly and built the program, and our practice grew. And really, by our affiliations now with with Hackensack, with St. Barnabas, with St. Peter's, with Jersey City, with Morristown, with Overlook, we really, you know, brought pediatric neurosurgery, you know, into the 21st century so that we can provide these very specialized procedures to the children of New Jersey.
Excellent. It is 17 minutes after the hour, and when we come back, we'll talk more specifically about pediatric neurosurgery and something that's really a hot topic as far as student athletes and young people nowadays, Dr. Fried, head injuries and concussions. It seems like it's a topic that I'm sure you're constantly questioned about, and I wanted to get your take on that when we come back in the next segment. Again, questions and comments are welcome with Dr. Arno Fried here on WCTC Sound Advice, 732-545-9282. Or toll-free from anywhere outside the 732 area code at 1-888-544-5982. And a very special hello if you're listening to us from anywhere around New Jersey or around America at WCTCAM.com. Much more WCTC Sound Advice is coming up.
Now, more Sound Advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
21 minutes after the hour, you're listening to a very special edition of WCTC Sound Advice. I am Bert Barron, joined live in studio by renowned pediatric and adult neurosurgeon and the founder of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, based right here in New Jersey, Dr. Arno Fried. And coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about some of the major areas of focus. We'll talk about some of the different types of surgery. Website, by the way, if you'd like to get some more information on Dr. Fried and Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, very simply visit ana-neurosurgery.com, and you can browse that for a lot of information. And a very nice mention on the website also, Doctor, about your appearance on the program tonight. I really appreciate that as well. Before we talk about these other areas, let's say hello to Melody, who is calling in from Fords, New Jersey this evening. Hi, Melody. You're on with Dr. Fried. How are you?
Hi, this is Melody. Dr. Fried treats my daughter, Haley. And I just wanted to call in and say what an amazing doctor he is, and his entire staff and his PA, Jen, they're just amazing. Not only did they save my daughter's life, but they did it with open arms and as friendly as can be.
Very nice words for Dr. Fried. That's what it's all about, Dr. Fried, right?
Absolutely. And we did not plan that. But the bottom line is Hallie and her mom are really very special and very special to us.
Wow. That's very good to hear, Melody. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. And I thank you for Dr. Fried for being who you are.
Nice compliment. Thank you very much. Any other comments and calls are welcome at 732-545-9282. Or 888-545-9282. I felt good just hearing that phone call. That was,
you know, it makes the long days and the long nights and the 9 years of training, all worth it.
All worth it and then some. Yeah. Excellent. Let's talk about some of the other specifics of your field of expertise. Congenital. Talk about congenital procedures.
So congenital disorders really is one of the things that distinguishes pediatric neurosurgeons, because completely unlike our adult counterparts, you know, we're dealing with newborns, premature babies that may weigh a couple of pounds. We're dealing with infants, and the disorders include hydrocephalus, which is a buildup of water in the brain that can put pressure on the brain. It's completely treatable with a number of different, you know, specialized surgeries like a shunt or like an endoscopic procedure where we put a small camera into the brain and open up the fluid pathways. We were the first group, Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, to use endoscopic brain surgery in infants and children. And again, it's, you know, I don't know if you remember the movie Fantastic Voyage from the
60s. I do, yes.
You know, and it really is like that. You know, you're traveling through the brain with a camera and fixing something, you know, just like, you know, Raquel Welch traveled through the brain of the president to dissolve that blood clot in Fantastic Voyage. So it's a very high-tech procedure. We also deal with spina bifida, which is an opening of the spine, and that requires a very specialized team approach of pediatric neurosurgeons, neurologists, nursing, urologists, orthopedic surgeons to treat these children who have open spinal defects. And craniofacial disorders are another major thing in the congenital, where children are born with fusion of bones of the skull. And that causes the skull to grow abnormally, and it's progressive and can be quite disfiguring. It's completely fixable using an approach where pediatric neurosurgeon works with a plastic surgeon who's trained in craniofacial surgery, and we literally reshape the skull. And again, it's very, very rewarding. Some of those procedures can be done using, again, our minimally invasive endoscopic approach or an open approach.
I think what was most remarkable to me about what you, the procedures you were just talking about there is when you mentioned that these are infants, we're talking about delicate babies who are in really their first, I guess, days or first weeks of life. And this is really, and you're doing these high-tech procedures, which I think is it's just remarkable. It really is.
Right. We'll be operating on newborns the first day of life,
it's
or
amazing.
Infants in the first month. Like I said, premature babies who require our services because they have bleeding in the brain. That's one of the major disorders a pediatric neurosurgeon treats. They may be a pound or two,
wow.
And we're operating on them. And again, that requires a very specialized team. It's not just us, even though we'd like to take the credit for it. It's also the pediatric anesthesia team, the neonatologists who help get these babies through these procedures.
Oh, take your fair share of the credit, Dr.
We will.
Free. Don't be bashful, by all means. And also, I would think to be able to do these types of procedures, technology plays a very key role, and I would think that this particular field over the last 10, 20 years has seen some pretty impressive advancements in technology. Can you talk about that?
Well, neurosurgeons are very fortunate that they get to play with incredible technological tools on a daily basis. You know, we do most of our brain surgery with computer guidance so that we are having a computer direct us to where we need to be, to tell us almost like x-ray vision, you know, what's ahead, what's 2 inches ahead, what's 1 inch ahead. Because obviously an inch or a half an inch, there's a million vital structures in the way. So computer guidance is something very big. Endoscopic surgery, where we put these cameras in, lasers, microscopes. Our operating room is really chocked full of these very highly technological tools.
It sounds like what you do is really the ultimate combination of technology and humanity kind of coming together and making life better. That's what it sounds like to me.
It is, especially for pediatric neurosurgeons. Again, because we are dealing with children. We are dealing with families. And we have to, you know, keep their needs and abreast, keep them abreast of the situation. Remember, neurosurgery is only approximately, you know, modern neurosurgery maybe 100 years old, as opposed to other specialties which are, you know, many, many hundreds of years old. So it's a specialty that has advanced very rapidly from, you know, the early 1900s to today.
We have a take a break in about 2 minutes or so, but I was wondering if you could just touch briefly upon the work about what you do with brain tumors. Is it possible to kind of sum it up in just a couple minutes?
Well, the main message is that children, almost all brain tumors in children are operable, and we can remove the vast majority of brain tumors. The key is to work with a team of pediatric neuro-oncologists, which we do, to make that cure long-lasting. And the treatment of brain tumors, even brain cancer in children, is one of the great success stories in pediatric neurosurgery, and we can elaborate on that.
That's remarkable. Would we even entertain that 30 years ago, that
So for one particular tumor, which is a cancerous tumor called the medulloblastoma, going back maybe 40 or 50 years ago, the cure rate was 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the cure rate approaches 80%. 80%.
Wow.
Again, this is due to the advances in pediatric neurosurgery, but also in pediatric oncology, chemotherapy, radiation, ICU care, anesthesia, all that.
Unbelievable. Tremendous information. And we're going to come back and spend some more time with Dr. Arno Fried coming up in just a few moments. Again, if you have a question or comment for him, he will be with us here until it's the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Phone number 732-545-9282. And also toll-free, you could reach us from anywhere around New Jersey or around the United States or around the world, at that matter, at 1-888-545-9282. And again, you can get some more information on the Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, which, of course, are right here in New Jersey. Just visit their website, ana-neurosurgery.com. Again, ana-neurosurgery.com. We'll spend some more time with Dr. Arno Fried on a very special edition of WCTC Sound Advice coming up.
Now, more Sound Advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
36 minutes after the hour, a very special edition of WCTC Sound Advice. My name is Burt Barron. Very honored to be joined live in studio this evening by renowned pediatric and adult neurosurgeon Dr. Arno Fried, who is here. He is the founder of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates in New Jersey. You can visit them online at ana-neurosurgery.com for much more information. But it is very safe to say that literally when it comes to neurosurgery, both adult and pediatric, literally we're in good hands with you here, Dr. Fried. So thank you so much for that. Phone number 732-545-9282. Toll free 1-888-545-9282. Angie in Hillsboro, hold on. We'll get to your call next. But first we'll say hello to Diana, who is calling in this evening from Union. Hi, Diana. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. Dr. Fried, I have a family member who has a young child who's had some issues and is struggling to find a neurosurgeon but doesn't know where to start. How would I help her, or how would you help her?
Do they live in New Jersey or the East Coast?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, well, I mean, our practice has offices throughout New Jersey. We have offices in Hackensack, Morristown, New Brunswick, Livingston, Jersey City. And again, we have 5 pediatric neurosurgeons that deal with a full spectrum of pediatric neurological disorders.
Is there a phone number that you could give
sure.
Diana, doctor?
The main phone number is 201-457-0044.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Fried.
Of course.
Thanks, Diana. Thank you so much for your call. You probably get a lot of that, doctor, of people just, I don't know where to start. What's the first thing I should do? And it's very simply, reach out to us and work with us. Come see us.
Right. And in today's world, we're very, our website is very informative. We're on Twitter, Facebook, mm-hmm. all the social media, because, getting information out is a very important thing.
Just another component of how technology helps make life better here in New Jersey, thanks to you and everyone else.
Correct.
All right. Angie in Hillsboro, thank you for your patience. You're next on Sound Advice. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
My daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor and hydrocephalus in March 2013, and we are blessed that her neurosurgeon is Dr. Fried.
Mm.
Just wanted to say hi and tell everybody that when we first met Dr. Fried, we knew right away that our daughter would be in the best hands possible. So thank you for all you do, Dr. Fried. And just wanted to mention also that Dr. Fried's office staff is just an amazing, especially his assistant, Mrs. Jennifer Battiato, and nurse coordinator, John Rubin. So thank you so much for all you do. You saved my daughter's life. She's wonderful. She's growing with all your help. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Listen, you're very welcome. And, of course, she's a beautiful little girl. And that's what we're here for. We're here to work with families and to help children. And that's what we do.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank
Great.
You.
Wonderful
Thank
to
you.
Hear from you. Thank you so much. That's wow. That really kind of sums it all up right there. But speaking about the helping with children, there's different pediatric there's trauma, pediatric trauma that you deal with a lot. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We do. We one of the things we deal with is pediatric trauma, obviously, and accidents make up a significant part of serious things that happen to children. So whether it's a car accident, a fall, whether it's, child abuse, unfortunately, which is some of the things we see, that's a significant part of our practice, through trauma centers or through our office or, referrals from a pediatrician's office or a family. And there's, a lot that can be offered to get these children back on track, from surgery, from non-surgical methods to rehabilitation, to pressure monitoring, where we put monitors in the brain to measure the intracranial pressure, because one of the things that's going to kind of make or break whether a child recovers is whether the pressure in the brain from a trauma can be controlled. And when we have that ability to measure the pressure and control it, as it happens, that improves the outcome significantly. And then, of course, another major facet of our practice is concussions, which you kind of alluded to.
Sure. I was going to go to that next when you talked about trauma. I'm sure sports injuries are a big part of it. Football, baseball, hockey injuries, I'm sure you've seen all that. And there's always been debate about concussions. How do is an adult, a sideline physician or a sideline trainer, do they really know if an athlete is ready to go back into a game if they've just suffered a head injury or whatnot, or does it take some sort of expertise like what you offer to make that determination?
Well, concussions are a very interesting topic, one that you hear a lot about, with the NFL, with boxing, Muhammad Ali, the whole spectrum of repeated concussions. My own experience with two boys who do college sports, my one son did lacrosse, the other soccer, also prone to head injuries. They fortunately did not have any head injuries. But concussions, the people on the sideline should be able to know when someone has had a concussion, when they should stay out. And then the key is identifying the concussion, of treating it properly with rest of the brain, and then returning to activities. And that's really, one of the critical things that, some health professional should be making those decisions about when to return to activities, not a coach, because multiple concussions can cause long-term problems, as we've seen. To have a second concussion shortly after a first concussion, the so-called second impact syndrome, can be fatal. So if you have a concussion and then a child goes back to playing, say, within a week, and they're not fully recovered from the first concussion, it's rare, but it can lead to a second concussion, which can be fatal. So the whole area of concussions in terms of long-term cognitive effects and the more immediate effects are very important.
I don't think I've ever experienced a concussion. I played a lot of sports growing up. If I did, would I know it right away?
You might not. And most children who play sports don't get a concussion. The vast majority don't. But a concussion can be obvious, where someone is blacked out. I mean, if you black out after being hit in the head, it's a concussion, period. But it can be someone who's dazed, who develops a headache, a few minutes or a few hours after a head injury on the field, who may be a little confused, who maybe gets home and the next day starts getting headaches or vomiting, lack of concentration, lack of ability to, normal sleep patterns. These are all symptoms of a concussion. So you may not know you had a concussion. I mean, the more obvious ones do. But once a concussion is identified, then the best way to avoid long-term problems is rest of the brain. And rest of the brain means no school, no television, no computers. It sounds like an impossible task.
Almost torturous for a young person today.
Correct. But the downside of doing those things is that the symptoms of a concussion, the headaches, the vomiting, the lack of concentration, will persist longer. If you rest properly, they'll get better quicker.
So would you say bottom line is even if you suspect it, seek medical attention? Always play it safe.
Absolutely.
All right. 732-545-9282 or toll free at 1-888-545-9282. We'll say hello to Matt, who was calling in from Mendham this evening. Hi, Matt. You're on Sound Advice. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. You had a question for Dr. Fried?
Yes. I have a friend who, about 9 months ago, had a few seizures over the course of 2 months. And I know she's been on medication since then and hasn't suffered any more seizures. But my question to you is, at what point do you start to consider surgery as an alternative to the medication?
That's a great question. And in our practice, Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, one of our major interests is in epilepsy surgery. I really brought epilepsy surgery to New Jersey, and that is a very significant part of what we do, working with a very large team of epileptologists and specialized equipment. So surgery can be curative for people with epilepsy, adults and children, in the right candidate. And basically what makes someone a surgical candidate is if somebody is having seizures despite being on medicine or despite being on two medicines. You know, it's hard to know. You can imagine what your own life would be like if you had one seizure a year. But think of someone who's having 10 seizures a day or 10 seizures a week. So that our goal for epilepsy surgery is to stop the seizures completely. Now, we may not always be able to accomplish that, but that's the goal of surgery. So if somebody is well controlled on medicine, they're probably not a candidate for epilepsy surgery unless they can't tolerate the medicine. But if somebody is having persistent seizures, then we have a large team that will evaluate these individuals and see if they're a candidate for a wide variety of surgical procedures that we do literally on a weekly basis to control seizures in these individuals that we call intractable.
Okay. All right, thanks so much.
Okay, Matt, thank you so much for your call. Good to hear from you. Friend of mine who does all sorts of great benefit work to raise awareness for epilepsy and seizures lost his wife at 25 years old, which I thought was pretty incredible, but I guess it happens.
From a seizure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is a sudden death syndrome with seizures. I mean, usually seizures, you don't die from a seizure mm-hmm. unless there's, you know, you happen to get a seizure in a swimming pool or something like that.
Right.
But some individuals from the seizure, you know, can die from that. It's not common.
Yeah, tragic. 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. I'm going to go out on a limb here, Dr. Fried, and ask you a question. Does what you do, does it have any impact? Is there any sort of common ground between dementia and Alzheimer's? Is there any way that those can be treated at all with any sort of procedures of what you do? Any connection between the two?
Not yet.
There isn't.
Not
okay.
Yet,
will there be someday?
You know, I think the major frontiers of neuroscience is going to be the treatment of degenerative diseases. You know, one of the things neurosurgeons can now do is treat Parkinson's disease with deep brain stimulation. And that's another degenerative disease like, you know, Alzheimer's or, you know, forms of dementia where parts of the brain degenerate. And the challenges over the next 10 or 20 years are going to be in the treatment of dementia and Alzheimer's, you know, which is caused by the tangles of, you know, the wires of the brain form these tangles. Mm. And to prevent those tangles, you know, may be the solution, you know, to treating those sorts of things. And then the other big advance, you know, I presume is going to come from the treatment of brain cancers in general.
Well, with an aging population, it's something that we've struggled with for a long time. So maybe there's a breakthrough not too far down the road. You never
Correct.
Know. All right, it is 48 minutes after the hour. We'll come back for one more segment with Dr. Fried. If you'd like to give us a call at 732-545-9282. Also, be sure to visit the website, which is you can check out at ana-neurosurgery.com. You are listening to Sound Advice here on the New Talk Radio, WCTC.
Now, more Sound Advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
52 minutes after the hour, back for one final segment here on WCTC Sound Advice with our special guest, Dr. Arno Fried. He is the founder of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates here in New Jersey. Online, find them at ana-neurosurgery.com. Make sure you visit that website. And again, it was great to have Dr. Freed here with us this evening. Gina from Branchburg, we'll take your call in just a second. But Dr. Freed, I had asked you before the break about a particular type of dementia. There is one type that you've seen some progress with neurosurgery actually is beneficial?
Yes, there's a disorder called normal pressure hydrocephalus. So most of the hydrocephalus a pediatric neurosurgeon like myself sees is in infants. But on the other spectrum, elderly patients can get a type of hydrocephalus, which is a water buildup in the brain, which does not raise the pressure in the brain. That's why it's called normal pressure. And they have a particular kind of dementia, you know, which is characterized by memory loss and judgment loss. But the key is a specific type of gait or walking abnormality. And when we see that, we know that they may be a candidate for what's called a shunt, which is a small piece of tubing that a neurosurgeon places to divert the fluid in the brain down to the abdomen. It's all internal. You don't see it. And in the right candidate who has this dementia with gait abnormalities and sometimes incontinence as well, it can be like a light switch, you know, where you put the shunt in and they're walking better the next day. So,
Wow. Again,
it's a subtype of dementia. It's not Alzheimer's, but it's something a neurosurgeon can fix.
That immediate improvement has got to be rewarding for you.
It is.
Wow, that's terrific. Gina from Branchburg, thank you for holding on. You're up next with Dr. Arno Freed. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you had a question for the doctor? Go right ahead.
Yes, I had a question about some of the techniques you mentioned, using both the shunt and then also the endoscopic technique. I just wanted to know more about that. Like, when would you use either of those? Do you use both those procedures together?
Great question. So the gold standard for treating hydrocephalus is a VP shunt, a piece of tubing that diverts the fluid to the abdomen. But for many years, probably, about 10 or 15 years, the use of endoscopes has also emerged in the right setting as a way of curing the hydrocephalus without the need for a shunt. And we've done this in many, many children and adults to treat their hydrocephalus. What we do in this situation is we go into the ventricles, which are the fluid cavities of the brain, with a small camera. And through the camera, we have working channels where we can put instruments through. And what we do is we create an opening. You know, hydrocephalus is caused by a blockage of fluid. So the fluid can't drain properly. Your brain is making fluid at a very consistent rate, and the fluid builds up under pressure. So what the endoscope accomplishes is that we make a hole in the ventricle to allow the fluid to flow naturally and reestablish the normal pathways that the fluid has to take. And in the right setting, that can completely cure the person of hydrocephalus without the need for a shunt, you know, which is leaving hardware in. Now, there's nothing wrong with a shunt, but obviously if we can do it endoscopically and avoid hardware, that's even better. So we do both of those procedures.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Gina. Appreciate your calling in this evening. We do have a couple moments left, maybe for one more quick call or two at 732-545-9282 or 1-888-545-9282. Dr. Freed, this hour absolutely flew by, and it was very entertaining and informative at the same time. So thank you for your time this evening. I did want to just touch on one thing. Your governing principle, you say we do everything humanly possible for our patients and treat children as if they were our own. It seems like no matter how much technology or how much science comes into what you do, there's still very much that human aspect to neurosurgery and what you do.
Well, you have to. I mean, whenever you're dealing with children and families, we all have, you know, children and families, we have to treat them as if they were our own. And the people who are really not committed to that, you know, don't become pediatric neurosurgeons. So again, pediatric neurosurgeons, the thing that attracted me to that specialty was it combines extremely challenging surgery from a technological point of view with groundbreaking approaches and compassion. And that's what Advanced Neurosurgery Associates is really all about. It's experience, it's technological expertise with a great team, and compassion. You know, many of our patients view our practice as their extension of their family. We are a family to them, and we are a family to ourselves, and that's how we function.
What's next on the horizon for neurosurgery? What do you see the next 10, 20 years down the road?
Well, again, the whole concept of molecular, you know, treatment, treating tumors with, instead of cutting them out, treating them in some way of injecting something or something to reverse whatever abnormality in DNA may have occurred. You know, we're looking at new ways to treat epilepsy using more minimally invasive techniques. There's a whole thrust of minimally invasive surgery. That was a major thrust of Advanced Neurosurgery Associates, was doing brain surgery through small incisions using scopes. We've applied that, as I said, to brain tumor surgery, to craniofacial surgery, to hydrocephalus surgery, and that trend is going to continue.
So maybe at a time not too long ago where there maybe wasn't a lot of hope, thanks to these technological advancements, there's a lot of hope now it's available.
The future is now. That hope is available now.
Terrific. Website again is ana-neurosurgery.com. You could log on to there and get to all the information, Neuroscience Institute Without Barriers, and you'll get the entire explanation about that. Tremendous, lots of information on the website. And a phone number again, Dr. Fried, that people can just call to perhaps get some more information?
All of our offices are linked through 201-457-0044, no matter whether what part of the state or New York you're in. That will get us to the main site, and depending on where you live, we can determine the most convenient location for you.
Well, this has been a great hour, Dr. Fried. I could sit here for another 2 or 3 hours and just hear about the fascinating world of neurosurgery. But I want to thank you so much for your time, and not only just for being here tonight, but for being there for families and for people in New Jersey, and the amazing work that you and your colleagues do. It is very much appreciated, and thank you so much for your time and for your efforts and for your expertise.
You're welcome.
All right. And we do have WCTC Sound Advice coming up again tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right here on the new talk radio WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. Stick around, because we do have BTN Live coming up next. We'll get the latest in the world of things happening in the Big Ten. And I will be back with you bright and early tomorrow morning for Jersey Central right here on WCTC. I'm Bert Barron. Thank you so much for listening to Sound Advice on a Tuesday night.